members please vote to signify their presence? Any member fail to vote? Secretary, close the roll.
The roll shows 19 senators are present this morning. Senator Ferguson is excused from the call of the Senate today.
May we stand in prayer.
God and Father of us all, we conceive to you guidance for our thoughts and debate. Grant us, dear Father, wisdom, one of experience and clarity of vision. We ask for a harmony within, which enables us to produce that guidance toward a future of hope and a present of fulfillment. Father, we citizens of Alaska thank you for the men and women who comprise our Senate. We thank you for their differences. We appreciate the time, the effort, that part of themselves, which they share with the rest of us to bring about an integration of diverging opinions and ideas. This helps to preserve our freedoms as individuals. I come to you through Jesus Christ. Amen.
Secretary, please certify as correctness of the Daily Journal.
I wish to certify as to the correctness of the journal for the 88th legislative day and Senate Supplement Number 31.
Majority Leader.
Mr. President, I would move to ask unanimous consent that the journal for the 88th day and Senate Supplement Number 31 be approved as certified.
Objection, so ordered. Are there any guests for introduction? Senator Colletta.
Mr. President, it gives me a great deal of pleasure to introduce a lady that's a friend, a constituent, and sometimes a political opponent, president of the Anchorage Education Association, Mrs. Laurie Sears.
Senator Gilman.
Mr. President, it gives me a great deal of pleasure to introduce two constituents who are here on the teacher fly-in. Behind me in the gallery is a teacher in the Kenai school system, Rob Salo. And in the far gallery is the president-elect of the NEA Alaska and also a teacher in Kenai, Don Oberg.
Senator Bradley.
Mr. President, a few more of those are good members of the National Education Association of Alaska flying here for a few days. Gail Hammond from Sitka, my good friend here, Dick, let me introduce Gail, and Merritt Olson of Anchorage, and Hal Rollman of Eagle River.
Senator Bennett.
Thank you, Mr. President. It's my pleasure to introduce some friends of mine and constituents of the good Senator Reyes from Juneau here, Elba and Dan Downey.
You have the floor, Senator.
Mr. President, I have a good friend from Petersburg, the mayor, Dick Pito.
Are there any messages from the governor?
There are no messages from the governor today, Mr. President.
Messages from the House.
Message of April 9, the House has passed the following and transmitted for consideration. Committee substitute for House Bill Number 294, financed by the Finance Committee, an act making a supplemental appropriation to the Department of Law, providing for an effective date.
Judiciary and Finance.
Committee substitute for House Bill Number 331, Community and Regional Affairs, by the Community and Regional Affairs Committee, an act permitting a municipality to provide port facilities outside its boundaries and providing for an effective date.
Community and Regional Affairs Finance.
Those are the messages from the House.
Are there communications?
We have no communications today.
Reports of standing committees.
The Finance Committee considered Senate Bill Number 54, Alaska National Guard and Naval Militia, and recommends due pass. Signed, Senator Bennett, co-chairman, concurring. Senator Sackett, Stimson, Sturduski, Eliason, and Dankworth. SB 54 has no further referral.
Rules Committee.
The Transportation Committee considered Senate Bill No. 229, making a special appropriation to the municipality of Anchorage for a pedestrian overpass for Eagle River urban projects, and reports it back as follows. Senator Gilman signed, do pass. Senator Ray, chairman, signed, no recommendation. Senator Sackett signed, do not pass until the Senate leadership decides how municipal grants appropriations bill be made, to the cities or by direct appropriation. SB 229 has a further referral to finance. The Finance Committee considered Senate Bill No. 329, making a special appropriation to the Alaska Municipal Bond Bank Authority for purchase of revenue bonds issued by the city of Nenana. And a majority of the committee recommends do pass. Signed, Senator Bennett, co-chairman, concurring. Senator Sackett, Sturduski, and Eliason. Senator Stimson and Dankworth signed no recommendation. 329 has no further referral.
Rules.
Bond Bank Appropriation for City of Nenana.
The Community and Regional Affairs Committee considered Senate Bill No. 353, advanced funding to retire outstanding municipal general obligation bonds for schools, and recommends do pass. Signed, Senator Gilman, chairman, concurring. Senators Sturduski, Ferguson, and Ziegler. 353 has a further referral to finance. The Community and Regional Affairs Committee considered Senate Bill No. 354, making a special appropriation to the Department of Revenue for retirement of general obligation school bonds and related expenses, and recommends do pass. Signed, Senator Gilman, chairman, concurring. Senator Sturduski, Ferguson, and Ziegler. 354 has a further referral to finance. The Rules Committee considered Senate Bill No. 87, Agricultural Revolving Loan Fund, and Senate Bill No. 103, making special appropriation to the Legislative Council for a salmon quality control education program, and recommends they be placed on the April 10 calendar. Signed, Senator Kelly, chairman, concurring. Senator Ziegler, Petula, Dankworth, and Ferguson. These two bills do appear on today's calendar. Those are the standing committee reports today.
Senator Ziegler.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent. We revert to introduction of guests.
Without objection.
It's just been called to my attention, sir, that I have a Ketchikan teacher in the gallery on the far side for the teacher's weekend, Tom White.
Senator Stimson.
Mr. President, under introduction of guests, I'd like to introduce a couple of your constituents.
Thank you.
Dean Krause, who is the newly elected Nittany, Alaska president, and Tom Palmer. And Graham Ward, who is from Glen Allen. Couple more, Mr. President. Gene Raw, who is on the Nittany, Alaska Executive Board from Costa School. And I'm not sure if I'm seeing everybody right now, but Dale Harbaugh, I don't know if you got introduced, from Fairbanks.
Thank you very much. Gene was hidden behind there, and I just saw Graham. Very glad to see you all today. Are the reports of special committees?
There are no special committee reports.
Are the resolutions for introduction?
Senate Resolution No. 6 by Senators Dankworth and Tertulla, advising of the present intention of the Senate not to honor a proposed moral obligation.
Finance.
Senate Concurrent Resolution No. 6.
Further resolutions for introduction.
Senate Concurrent Resolution No. 24 by Senator Ferguson, extending the life of the Rural Education Attendance Area Budget Oversight Committee.
Hess Finance.
Those are the resolutions this morning.
Are the bills for first reading and minute reference?
Sponsor substitute for Senate Bill No. 189 by Senators Fisher, Bennett, Bradley, Holman, Parr, Stimson, and Sturduski. An act relating to outdoor recreational facilities, providing for state historical, recreational, and wilderness trails, waterways, campsite system, providing for state assistance for acquisition and development of local recreation sites, and providing for an effective date.
Resources and Finance.
Senate Bill Number 408 by Senator Fisher, an act relating to the Alaska State Housing Authority, transferring the authority from the Department of Commerce and Economic Development to the Department of Community and Regional Affairs, and changing the composition of the board of the authority.
This has a many multiple concern. I'm going to give it to Labor, Commerce, Community, Regional Affairs, and Finance. Judiciary may wish to look at it, but I'll...
Mr. President, we have an ease, please.
We'll have an ease. Order. State Affairs Chairman requests this legislation also, and as I knew, about every committee in the Senate could have it. We will have a State Affairs reference first, and the other committees involved, it will be assigned to. They may wish just to look at it and refer it. You may proceed.
Senate Bill Number 409 by Senator Fisher, an act directing the Department of Community and Regional Affairs to conduct a study of housing needs for senior citizens and persons of low and moderate income, and providing for an effective date.
State Affairs, Community and Regional Affairs, Finance.
Senate Bill Number 410 by Senator Fisher, an act making a special appropriation to the Department of Community and Regional Affairs for a statewide housing study, providing for an effective date.
State Affairs, Community and Regional Affairs, Finance.
Senate Bill Number 411 by Senator Homan, an act relating to orders under the Alaska Securities Act of 1959.
Commerce, Judiciary.
Senate Bill Number 412 by Senator Homan, an act making special appropriation for new construction and improvements for the Dillingham Schools, and providing for an effective date.
Hess, Community and Regional Affairs, Finance.
Senate Bill Number 413 by Senator Stimson, Fisher, Studzielewski, and Rohde, an act making a supplemental appropriation to the Municipality of Anchorage for transportation for the elderly and handicapped, and providing for an effective date.
Community and Regional Affairs, Finance.
Senate Bill Number 414 by Senator Fisher, an act establishing a state-operated small contractor surety bonding corporation, providing for an effective date.
Commerce, Judiciary. Finance may wish to look at it. I don't think they need it. It's 414.
Senate Bill Number 415 by Senator Fisher, an act relating to contracting and procurement procedures and competitive bidding under the Fiscal Procedures Act.
State Affairs, Transportation, Finance. Biddies. Senate, please come back to order. On Senate Bill 14, there was communication from the State Affairs Chairman, which I didn't receive. He also would like to have the referral. It affects the whole battery of bills he's put in. So on Senate Bill 14, it will be State Affairs and then Commerce, Judiciary. We return to introduction bills.
Senate Bill Number 416 by Senator Fisher, an act making a special appropriation to the Department of Transportation and Public Facilities to reimburse Voisin Investment Corporation for an unanticipated increase in cost of petroleum products used in paving the Seward Highway, O'Malley Interchange Potter Job, and providing for an effective date.
Transportation, Finance.
Senate Bill Number 417 by Senators Petula and Dankert, an act relating to health insurance for residents of the state, and providing for an effective date.
Hess and Finance.
Senate Bill Number 418 by Senator Petula, an act relating to agricultural development projects, and providing for an effective date.
Resources and Finance.
Those are new bills this morning, Mr. President.
Takes us down to the daily calendar. First bill is Senate Bill 99. Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill Number 99 by Senators Parr, Stimson, Fisher, Studzielewski, and Ferguson, an act prohibiting sex discrimination in education in the state and implementing Article 1, Section 3 of the Alaska Constitution. The Health, Education, and Social Services Committee considered this bill, and a majority of the committee recommended that it be replaced with a committee substitute, a new zero fiscal note, and a majority do pass, signed Senator Parr, Chairman, concurring Senators Fisher, Coletta, and Stimson, Senator Knowles. Signing due pass were Senator Parr, Chairman, Senator Fisher, and Senator Stinson. Senator Kelly and Senator Coletta signed no recommendation. The Judiciary Committee considered this bill and recommends that it be replaced with the Committee Substitute Judiciary, and a majority do pass. Signed, Senator Rohde, Chairman, concurring Senators Parr and Ray. Senator Holman signed the recommendation. The Rules Committee considered this bill and recommend calendaring. Signed, Senator Kelly, Dankworth, and Ziegler. Senator Ziegler also signed the recommendation. There are two committee substitutes.
Mr. Majority Leader.
Mr. President, I would move the Judiciary Committee substitute.
Asking as consent.
After a brief explanation, Mr. President, there were a number of changes in it. I think most members of the body are aware of the changes, and they were considerable in the committee substitute from the original bill. And the Judiciary Committee, you worked long and hard on this, and I'll be happy to answer any questions that might occur. I would ask unanimous consent, Mr. President.
Objection, the Judiciary Committee substitute has been adopted. Please read it.
Committee substitute for Senate Bill Number 99, Judiciary, by the Judiciary Committee. An act prohibiting sex discrimination in education in the state and implementing Article 1, Section 3 of the Alaska Constitution.
Are there amendments?
There is a technical amendment noted by the Rules Committee. Page 2, lines 26 and 27 should read. Classes are available to all students without regard to sex, comma, and curriculum requirements may not be differentiated on the basis of sex. This is a technical one offered by the Rules Committee.
Please move it.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent of the Judiciary, or rather the Rules Committee amendment be adopted.
Objection so ordered. Are there further amendments?
There are no other amendments.
Senator Ray.
Just as an observation on line 3. Page 1, we better put of in there.
Technical amendment. Secretary.
Pardon me, Pinrevio. I assume that can be corrected in grossing by the Secretary, since it's obviously a typographical.
That's correct. Without objection, that's noted. Are there further amendments?
There are no other amendments.
Absence of further amendments, Mr. Majority Leader.
Mr. President, I would move and ask unanimous consent that Senate Bill 99 be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, and placed for final passage.
Without objection, so ordered. Would the Secretary read the bill?
Committee substitute for Senate Bill Number 99, Judiciary amended, an act prohibiting sex discrimination in education in the state and implementing Article 1, Section 3 of the Alaska Constitution.
So committee substitute for Senate Bill 99 is before you for discussion debate. Senator Rohde, you have the floor.
Mr. President, a brief statement on this bill. The committee title line, as it's called, has been around a long time. There has been considerable difference over this bill. I'd like to commend the members of the Judiciary Committee who worked very hard on this bill to bring what I think is a very good piece of legislation before the Senate. I don't think any other piece of legislation has had this much work in the Judiciary Committee. The members should be commended for that. The problems that have existed with the bill, and nobody has contested the appropriateness of not allowing discrimination in education. The question is, of course, the manner in which it should be done. Those sections which dealt with counseling services, with surveys to be done by the board and the Board of Regents, sports involving bodily contact, all of them were resolved, I think, to the satisfaction of all the people on both sides of this issue. Again, I would recommend a very high reply.
Ready for the question? Question is, shall committee substitute for Senate Bill 99 amendment pass the Senate? You may proceed to vote. All members voted. Does any member desire to change their vote? Secretary will close the roll.
The roll shows 16 yeas, 2 nays, 1 excused, 1 absent.
So Senate Bill 99 is passed the Senate. Next bill on the daily calendar is Senate Bill 87.
Senate Bill Number 87 by Senator Petula, an act relating to the Agricultural Revolving Loan Fund, providing an effective date. The Finance Committee considered this bill and recommends due pass. Signed, Senator Bennett, co-chairman, concurring Senator Sackett, Sturgeon, Ferguson, and Danforth. Senator Simpson signed the recommendation. There are no amendments.
Absence of any amendments, Senator Rohde.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that Senate Bill 87 be considered in gross, advance to third reading, and place final passage.
Objection, so ordered. Will the Secretary read the bill?
Senate Bill number 87, an act relating to the Agricultural Revolving Loan Fund and providing for an effective date.
So Senate Bill 87 is before you for discussion and debate. Mr. Finance Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. President. The Senate Bill 87, the only thing it does is raises the loan amount from $20 million to $50 million. And the necessity for this was caused by the fact that they have already reached that limit of $20 million. And of course, we've had a great deal of increase in agricultural commitments for loans here in the last few years because of the work in Delta and McKenzie. There are several bills before the legislature now that would appropriate additional funds into the revolving agricultural loan fund that cannot go in there with this limitation. So therefore, it's the recommendation that we move it to $50
million. Question? Ready for the question? Senator Ray.
Mr. President, I would hope that the legislature and those committees involved would keep as close a scrutiny on this loan fund as they will on the non-conforming house loan.
Question. Ready for the question? The question is, shall Senate Bill 87 pass the Senate? You may proceed to vote. Senator Ray. We'll waive the vote.
Sorry, sir.
We'll have a roll call vote. Well, now it is recorded. Okay. Something's wrong. We will waive this vote and proceed over again. Just clear the where it's been discussed.
Wait, and put one's on.
A week. The equipment ready?
Ready.
The question is, question is called for, and the question is, shall Senate Bill 87 be adopted? You may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Secretary, close the roll. No. Any member desire to change his or her vote? Secretary, close the roll.
It's not running up, sir.
It's not totally.
Defecting.
There will be roll call votes, voice vote, and not voice vote, but a polling.
Senator Bradley?
Yes.
Senator Coletta?
Yes.
Senator Dankworth?
Yes.
Senator Eliason?
Yes.
Senator Farenkamp?
Yes.
Senator Ferguson? Excuse. Senator Fisher?
Yes.
Senator Gilman?
Yes.
Senator Coleman?
Yes.
Senator Kelly?
Yes.
Senator Mulcahy?
Yes.
Senator Parr?
Yes.
Senator Ray?
Yes.
Senator Rohde?
Yay.
Senator Sackett?
Yes.
Senator Stimson?
No.
Senator Sturgiluski?
Yes.
Senator Ziegler?
Yes.
Senator Curcula?
Yes.
Senator Bennett?
Yes.
Does any member desire to change their vote? Secretary, tell the roll.
Roll shows 18 yeas, 1 nay, 1 excused.
Senate Bill 87 has passed the Senate. Mr. Majority Leader.
Mr. President, I would move and ask unanimous consent that the vote on the bill be considered the vote on the effective date clause.
Objection, so ordered. Effective date clause has been adopted. Next bill on daily calendar.
Senate Bill 103.
Please proceed.
Senate Bill number 103 by Senator Curcula, an act making a special appropriation to the Legislative Council for a salmon quality control education program and providing for an effective date. The Resources Committee considered this bill and recommends be passed, signed Senator Farenkamp, Chairman, concurring Senators Bradley, Eliason, Gilman, Sturgiluski, and Mulcahy. The Finance Committee considered this bill and recommends due pass with the new fiscal note. Signed, Senator Bennett, co-chairman, concurring Senator Sackett, Ferguson, Sturgiluski, and Stimson. There are no amendments.
In the absence of any amendments?
Mr. President, we have a brief at ease.
We'll be at ease. Back to order. Before us is Senate Bill 103. It has been read in second reading. Mr. Majority Leader.
Mr. President, I would move and ask unanimous consent that Senate Bill 103 be considered a gross advance of third reading and placed by passage.
Without objection, so ordered. The Secretary read the bill.
Senate Bill Number 103, enacting a special appropriation for legislative council for assignment quality control education program and providing for an effective date.
Senate Bill 103 is before you for discussion and debate. Senator Mulcahy.
Mr. President, as you're well aware, and I'm sure that all the members of this body are aware, that quality control is probably one of the most important issues facing fisheries today. And what this bill does is fund a study agreed on both by the processing industry and the fishing industry. It was initiated in Prince William Sound and should be carried forward to the benefit of the whole state.
Question
is, shall Senate Bill 103 pass the Senate? You may proceed to vote. Does any member fail to vote?
No.
Does any member desire to change their vote? Secretary will close the roll.
The roll shows 18 yeas, 1 excused, 1 absent.
Senate Bill 103 has passed the Senate. Senator Rohde.
Mr. President, I would move and ask unanimous consent to vote on the bill to introduce the vote on the effective date clause.
Without objection, it's so ordered. Effective date clause has been adopted. Next bill before the Senate is Senate Bill 283.
Senate Bill Number 283 by the Judiciary Committee, an act relating to authors of judgment. The Judiciary Committee considered this bill and reports it back as follows. Senator Rohde, Chairman, and Senator Parr signed due pass. Senator Homan and Senator Ray signed no recommendation. The Rules Committee considered this bill and recommended calendaring. Signed Senator Kelly, Chairman, concurring Senators Ziegler, Dankworth, and Capula. Senator Ferguson signed no recommendation. There are no amendments.
Absence of any amendments, Senator Rohde.
Mr. President, I would move and ask unanimous consent that Senate Bill 283 be considered engrossed, advance to third reading, and placed for final passage.
Objection, so ordered. Senate, please read the bill.
Senate Bill Number 283, an act relating to offers of judgment.
So Senate Bill 283 is before you for discussion and debate. Senator Stimson.
Mr. President, a brief at ease, please.
We'll be at ease. Senate, please come back to order. We're in. Senate Bill 283. Majority Leader.
Mr. President, a brief explanation. Last year, we had this bill before us, we dealt primarily in debate on this floor with the question of the interest rate of office of judgment. Senator Coletta and I debated that question back and forth, and quite frankly, we made a mistake on the bill, not in the interest rate section, but in the intent of the bill, and it's certainly my fault for not having caught that last year. The intent of the bill, and everybody agrees with the intent of the bill, is to promulgate the settlement of lawsuits by providing that when a party makes an offer of judgment or an offer to settle, if they prevail in the lawsuit and the other party refuses to settle, the party that's making made the offer will receive an additional 2% on the judgment. It's intended to prevent those people who have a poor position in a lawsuit from dragging out that lawsuit against a bona fide claim. Unfortunately, the language that we put in this bill last year did exactly the opposite of that and now promotes the continuance of lawsuits rather than their settlement. It's seldom that we get up on the floor and say that we made a mistake, but I'd like to say that certainly I made a mistake on this last year by not checking the language as closely as I should have, and the reason for this bill is to correct that, and I would humbly ask the Senate to approve this bill.
Any further discussion? You ready for the question?
Question.
The question is, shall Senate Bill 283 pass the Senate? You may proceed to vote. One of those mornings. Will the Senate stand at ease until the Secretary gets the that the machine is working. Will we please come back to order? Please just wipe out. We've had discussion during this roll call, so just delete that roll call. We will proceed again to be technically correct. Question is, shall Senate Bill 283 pass the Senate? You may proceed to vote. Does any member wish to change their vote? The Secretary will close the roll.
Six nays and one absent, one excused.
Senate Bill 283 has passed the Senate. The next item on the data calendar is Senate Bill 85. Will the Secretary please read Senate Bill 85?
Senate Bill number 85 by Senator Dankworth, an act permitting a minor under the age of 18 to be employed in an occupation in which a strike or lockout is in progress. The Labor and Commerce Committee considered this bill and reports it back as follows. Senator Mulcahy, Chairman, and Senator Holman signed to pass. Senator Ziegler, Senator Fahrenkamp, and Senator Rohde signed a recommendation. There is an amendment number one by Senator Ray.
Senator Ray, do you wish the floor before the reading of the amendment?
Yes, sir. Amendment number one, Mr. President, I would ask unanimous consent to withdraw amendment number one in favor of amendment number two, sir.
Without objection, amendment number one has been withdrawn for introduction. Secretary reads amendment number two.
Amendment number two by Senators Ray and Dankworth. On page one, line 11, delete, be employed, insert, continue his or her employment.
Would you read that in context, please?
A minor under the age of 18 may continue his or her employment in an occupation in which a strike or lockout is in progress if that employment is otherwise permissible under this section.
I would move the amendment, Mr. President. Ask unanimous consent.
Objections noted. Senator Parr, you have the floor.
I ask a question of the proposer of the amendment, Mr. Chairman, Mr. Speaker, President. The purpose, as I understand it, is that no one new could be hired, but people who were already working could be continued. Is that the intent of the amendment?
Senator Ray.
That's it, sir.
Without objection, the amendment's been adopted. Are there further amendments?
There are no other amendments.
In the absence of further amendments, Senator Rohde.
Mr. President, I would move and ask unanimous consent that Senate Bill 85 be considered engrossed and pass the third reading and place for final passage.
Without objection, so ordered. Will the Secretary read the bill?
Senate Bill number 85 amended, an act permitting a minor under the age of 18 to be employed in an occupation in which a strike or lockout, an act permitting a minor under the age of 18 may continue his or her employment in which a strike or lockout is in progress. Do you want to change the title of that, Senator Ray?
That's an engrossing change.
It could be changed. It isn't necessary, but it could be changed.
Without objection, even though we're in third reading, this is correct.
Question.
Senate bill is before you for discussion debate. You ready for the question?
Question.
Question is, shall Senate Bill 85 pass the Senate? May proceed to vote. This is intolerable. Let us pull Senate, please come back to order. Will the Secretary poll the Senate?
Senator Coletta?
Yes.
Senator Dankworth?
Yes.
Senator Eliason?
Yes.
Senator Fahrenkamp?
Yes.
Senator Ferguson? Excused. Senator Fisher?
No.
Senator Gilman?
Yes.
Senator Holman?
Yes.
Senator Kelly?
Yes.
Senator Mulcahy?
Yes.
Senator Parr?
No.
Senator Ray?
Yes.
Senator Rohde?
No.
Senator Sackett?
Yes.
Senator Stimson?
Yes.
Senator Sturgiluski?
Yes.
Senator Ziegler?
No.
Senator Bennett?
Yes.
Senator Bradley?
Yes.
Senator Petula?
Yes.
The roll shows 15 yeas, 4 nays, 1 excused.
Senate Bill 85 has passed the Senate. Takes us to the citation calendars. Secretary, read the citation.
Mr. President.
Senator Ziegler.
I give notice of my intention to reconsider my vote on committee substitute for Senate Bill 99.
Note, reconsideration is made.
Citations honoring Western Alaska Health Aides for volunteering their time to serve Alaskans by Representative Fuller and Halford and Senator Ferguson. Citation honoring Professor Jimmy Bedford, retiring from the University of Alaska, by Representatives Brown, Bettesworth, Fanning, Randolph, Rogers, Smith, and Miller, and Senators Farenkamp, Bennett, and Parr. In memoriam, Victor Hotch, by Representatives Duncan and Miller, and Senator Ray. Honoring Loreen Harrison, Anchorage Civic Leader of many years, by Representatives Hayes, Halford, Montgomery, and Abood, and Senators Bradley, Sturgiluski, and Kelly.
You have the floor, Senator Fisher.
Mr. President, I ask unanimous consent to have my name added to the Bedford and Harrison citations.
Without objection. Senator?
Mr. President, I would move and ask unanimous consent that my name be added to Professor Bedford's citation.
Without objection. Further
additions, Mr. President, I would move and ask unanimous consent that the citation calendar be adopted.
Objection, the citation calendar has been adopted. Takes us down to new business. Under unfinished business, I'd like to note that Senator Rohde and good friend Liz Carpenter were both elected to the CAA board, and Senator Rohde is elected back again. Turned the CA board by a tremendous margin. Congratulations to you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Items under special orders. Announcement of committee meetings. Senator Fisher, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. President, tomorrow morning between 9 and 1:30, there'll be a hearing in the House State Affairs Committee room, 102 Capitol Building, on the status of science and technology in Alaska, dealing mostly with programs affecting the state. That's being held jointly with the Alaska Council on Science and Technology. Also some advance notice and meetings next week of the State Affairs Committee. On Tuesday, 1:30 p.m., State Affairs will be taking up a State Commission on Human Rights Bill, an Alaska State Council on the Arts Bill. First one is 362, second one is 405. Then 10 bills dealing with housing, the Alaska State Housing Authority and Community and Regional Affairs housing bills. On Tuesday evening at 7 p.m., we're taking up about a dozen retirement bills in State Affairs Committee. They'll be in Barron's also, 7 o'clock on the 14th. And on between 1 p.m. and 3 p.m., on April 16th, there'll be an all-sites teleconference on local and minority bidders' preference in contractors' bonding.
Thank you for that announcement. Senator Parr.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. President. The Senate has been a meeting
this afternoon in room 209 of Barron's. We have Senate Bill 101, Regulations by the Teachers Retirement Board, and Senate Bill 119, Adequate Housing for Teachers in Rural School Districts.
Senator Bennett.
The Finance Committee will meet Monday morning at 8:30. We'll begin to close out the Justice budget. And, Mr. President, if we can return for one moment to unfinished business.
Without objection, we've reverted to unfinished business.
In that this bill has picked up a fiscal note, I'd like to request a referral of committee substitute for Senate Bill 136 to Finance.
Senate Bill 136 has been referred to Finance.
Mr. President, unfinished business.
You have the floor, Senator.
Mr. President, I would like to move and ask unanimous consent the Judiciary Committee be waived of Senate Bill 136. This is the practice of optometry.
Without objection.
Mr. President. Under unfinished business, State Affairs would like to waive House Bill number 296, its next referrals to Finance.
What objection? Commerce and Labor Chairman.
Mr. President, under committee announcements, and Commerce and Labor will be meeting Monday the 13th at 3 o'clock in the Budget Room. We'll have before us SB 278, an act relating to Savings Association, SB 279, an act relating to the general powers of the Department of Commerce and Economic Development, SB 280, an act relating to credit unions. Mr. President, next Wednesday, the Senate Resource Subcommittee on Fisheries will be meeting at 3 o'clock in the Butchovich Room, and we'll have before us SB 49, an act regarding limited entry commission fisheries, and SB 397, an act establishing a fishery industrial technology center.
Further announcement of committee meetings? Judiciary Chairman.
Mr. President, the Judiciary Committee will meet at 1:30 today in the Butchovich Room. Bills are posted. Guy Van Doren will be directing My Three Angels today and tomorrow, curtain time, 8:15. Mr. President, we're very fortunate to have with us again this year the National Education Association fly-in from 11 o'clock to 4 o'clock today in the Gastineau suite of the Baranoff. They will be meeting with individual members of the legislature. Tomorrow, Saturday, between 2 and 4 in Courtroom May, there'll be joint Hess Committee hearings. At 6:30 tomorrow evening, there'll be a reception and spaghetti feed for educators, legislators, and spouses. Mr. President, one last announcement from Senator Ray. There'll be a gathering to save Juno on the steps of the Capitol at noon today. Mr. President, there's no...
Senator Ray?
I would...
With the permission of the Chair, I would yield to Senator Stinson.
And you have my permission, Senator Stinson.
Thank you, Mr. President. So that no one is confused, the spaghetti feed tomorrow night will be a chili feed.
All the farmers will be there, Senator Stinson. Senator Ray?
As long as Senator Stinson mentions chili, I would suggest that for the good of the health and welfare of the body, that either the debate heats up a little bit or they turn on the heat in the chambers.
That's a good point. Senator Rohde?
Mr. President, I hope spaghetti is the only thing I'm wrong about. Mr. President, if there is no further business to come before this body, I would move and ask unanimous consent that we stand in adjournment until 10 a.m. Monday morning.
Adjourn.